This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Bannon is the sixth high-profile Steve to join the Trump campaign. You might remember the GOP nominee's economic team has five of them on it. One of the men on that team not named Steve is former Bear Stearns chief economist David Malpass. Mr. Malpass, good to have you with us.
Good to be here, Kai.
You wrote in Forbes magazine on July the 26th, and this is a quote, "Trump's complaints have been more detailed than his solutions," end of quote. And yet still you signed on.
That's right. Well, no, that's a big plus. He has given a clear set of why the economy isn't operating and what it would have to do in order to operate. You know, that article was probably written in late June, and so the campaign has developed pretty fast since then and is putting out a lot of the details that are needed for people to vote.
Well, let me stop you right there, sir, because he gave a speech, as you know, a big economic speech about a week, 10 days ago, which everybody had been promised, we, the voting public, had been promised would be the detail speech. And yet, by my count, there were two details in it. One, a revision to his tax plan, and the other, the child care deduction. Doesn't sound like there were a whole lot of details in that speech. And in fact, he said we're going to have more details in the weeks to come. So where are we with Mr. Trump laying out his actual economic plan as opposed to saying he's going to lay it out?
There will be more details coming forward, but there were a lot more details than two in that plan. If you look at how the parts of the economic program work together, they were clearly stated. So you have trade reform, tax reform, regulatory reform, and energy reform.
Yes, sir. All of which we've heard before, though, from Mr. Trump. That's what he wants to do. He doesn't tell us how he's going to do that.
I don't think that's a right reading of it. The speech gave lots of details in each of the areas, pretty specific on what to do about trade, what to do about energy policy, and so on. And that's really the distinction between the two candidates. Candidate Clinton wants to have tax rates be higher and doesn't have a regulatory reform plank as part of her program. These are desperately needed by the country in order to allow growth to start up. And Trump's giving plenty of detail on that, and there will be more.
Let's look at then trade, and I will ask you for the detail. How other than, and this is a really close paraphrasing, if not a direct quote of what Mr. Trump says in his speeches, how other than renegotiating bad trade deals will he change American trade policy?
Not entering into new bad trade deals is a key part of it. So what Washington wants to do is constantly have more trade deals under negotiation as a fundraising effort for the lobbyists, for the lawyers that are operating. And so stopping that motion and instead focusing on ways that trade and commerce can grow in a way that helps American workers, that's a major earth-shaking change in the direction of Washington policy.
I'm going to try that one more time, sir, because there was no detail there other than a little bit of spin on what your candidate and your views are on global trade. How specifically will Mr. Trump change American trade policy?
One is to renegotiate NAFTA. One is to have China be aware that it's not complying with the WTO rules that it signed up for, and that that is causing it to run a big trade surplus and the U.S. to run a big trade deficit. So those need to be changed. That is a lot of detail that is has already been spelled out. As we go forward, the challenge is implementing it. So you now undertake better negotiations with your trading partners.
On tax policy, virtually every analysis of Mr. Trump's tax policy notes that it will provide huge tax cuts, huge tax breaks to the wealthiest 1% of Americans. The bottom 80% get essentially nothing. Help me understand how that's going to move the American economy forward, which is what Mr. Trump repeatedly says he wants to do.
Right. I know, Kai, that economists and they're often on the other side of the political aisle are able to make those statements, but they're incorrect. So,
what's incorrect?
That there's no benefit to the people on the lower end and giant benefits to the people on the upper end. That's completely incorrect.
It's virtually every analysis of the plan, sir, that says that.
So how many analyses have been done and how many are done by liberal? So Hillary Clinton has a giant campaign fund that's spending money to get favorable analyses that attack Trump's tax plan.
So what I don't hear you saying, Mr. Malpass, is anything that says that's not true.
That's not true. The way you just described the program is absolutely not true. So the benefits from the plan come to the people because you're going to have a much faster growing economy.
Since you have mentioned Mr. Trump's desire to change Washington and change government, I'm obliged, I think, to quote you back to yourself from Forbes on July the 26th. You said, to change government will require good presidential judgment and thousands of constructive and well-vetted decisions. You believe Mr. Trump is the man to do that?
Yes, of course. And that's why I'm working on the campaign. And I think that was a key quote. I worked in both the Reagan and Bush administrations. They were effective. They tried to be effective. But what overwhelms you when you're there is the number of decisions the federal government is making. It's this giant entity that's constantly affecting people's lives. And I think they haven't been making good decisions in the current administration, and we need a better one.
David Malpass, he is a member of the Donald Trump Economic Advisory Team. Mr. Malpass, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.